63. Well, Saturday night, 54. Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Mid-60s on Sunday. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms with a high temperature in the low 70s. Monday will be in the low 60s on New Year's Day as the shower threat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Christmas Day shooting is being investigated as a homicide. Montgomery police say 34-year-old Joshua Gentry was shot and killed in the 4,000 block of Twin Lakes Drive. Right now, no arrests have been made. Police have not said what led up to the shooting. Montgomery police are looking for a woman who has been missing for over a month. They say 20-year-old Lakira Goldsmith was reported missing on November 27th. She was last seen in the 4500 block of Narrow Lane Road. If you see her or have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And with inches of rain expected across the area, the Montgomery County EMA is reminding drivers to be cautious of potential flash flooding. They say you should never drive through flooded roadways. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it. If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. This is going to be the replay for New Year's Day, so I'd love to get some calls. And the sheriff is holding a news conference. Is there any way, do you think that would possibly work?
I can look for it on YouTube, but if we're relying on Fox News, I don't know if we'll be able to get it. One moment.
Let me give it a shot. You can't run a clip while you're doing it, can you?
No, that's the issue. let's see if Fox is getting...
This guy seems to be a little fiery.
I'm not seeing anything immediately.
Let's play the last Mulvaney clip here and talking about Pelosi and her speakership is more important than anything else.
If he's there, why doesn't he do an Oval Office address? We just had this very tragic event, which is really bringing, you know, to the forefront what's at stake, the safety of not just police officers, but all Americans. Why isn't he using all the tools at his disposal?
Oh, I think the president's pretty good at communicating, don't you? I mean, I'm the OMB director. I'm the incoming acting chief of staff. I'm not the person who's going to tell the president the best way to communicate. He's pretty good at it. The fact that you brought up three or four of his tweets already today, his message is getting out there. What we need people to start to ask is, why aren't the Democrats talking? Are they really so afraid that, is Nancy Pelosi's speakership worth shutting the government down? Is Nancy Pelosi's speakership worth leaving the border unprotected? That's the discussion that we wish people would be having, because that is exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C. Democrats are choosing her speakership, the importance of her taking that office, over what's best for the country.
Some interesting information coming out of this press conference. I wish we could carry it live for you. His goal, the sheriff is saying, was to try to get back over the border into Mexico. He was fleeing to Mexico. He had also had two prior DUI arrests that were there. And the third may have gotten into some much more serious sentencing. California's pretty hard on DUI arrests. So this, he also was part of a gang crime group that is kind of known for their gang and criminal activities that they do. Didn't say whether he had any other arrests, but the sheriff said just flat out that he was trying to get back over the border to Mexico to escape, so they wouldn't be charged here, but didn't make it. And he came into the country illegally.
Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Law enforcement would have been prohibited.
This is the
sheriff. Sharing any information with ICE about this criminal gang member. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not how you protect a community. This is not how you assure the people who live in our community, regardless of their ethnicity, their culture, their race, any of that, that they live in a safe community. Because there are people who want to exploit and victimize others. And in this case, Officer Singh sacrificed everything. He paid the ultimate price trying to protect and serve the people of Newman. We need to have a conversation about that. Now, from this point forward, we have a lot of work left to do. There's an incredible amount of work, investigative work, that we have left in order to deliver a prosecutable case to our district attorney, Birgit Flatiger. Potentially, this could be a capital case. We don't know. But this isn't something that is going to be done anytime soon. Certainly, the arrest of Mr. Arriaga does bring some closure to the family. Certainly helps the Newman Police Department and the community in Newman. But make no mistake, we're going to continue this investigation until we have everything presentable so that we can prosecute Mr. Arriaga for his crime. Obviously, there's a lot of misinformation and other information that is being spread, widely shared on social media. Everybody has an opinion, and that's okay. Remember, if you don't hear it from us, be cautious about the validity and the valid parts of information that you may see or hear. At this point, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have, and remember that I'm not going to get into great detail here. It's still an ongoing investigation. Yes.
Sheriff, it says that Eric Quiroz is a suspect's coworker, not brother, right?
I'm told they are both brothers. Am I wrong?
No, it's Quiroz is the coworker.
I'm sorry, Eric Quiroz is the coworker.
Sheriff, when you picked up the suspect, did he say anything to you?
I wasn't there. He didn't say anything to me. And even if he made spontaneous statements, we wouldn't get into that.
Can you describe how they went about capturing him? What was the way?
The location has been under surveillance for at least the last 24 hours. It resulted in a vehicle that we were tracking. We kept that residence under constant surveillance, including surveillance from airships, air support units that were allocated. Again, my thanks to the Highway Patrol. They allocated their airship out of Fresno. We had our air support unit and others, so there was no way that car or this location was not going to be under anything other than constant surveillance.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Sheriff, did tips come in? Did people people in the community try to help?
Yes, we've received hundreds of tips, and we log every single one of those that come into our tip line, and we investigate each and every one of them.
Sheriff, you said one of the suspects is a co-worker.
How long has the suspect been in the country illegally, and where did he work? You talked about a co-worker being arrested.
Well, we know that he has been a farm laborer. We know that he works or has worked at dairies. It's probably just a laborer type environment. There's been no long-term consistent employer that we're aware of. And he's been in this country for several years. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to ask, where did he work?
Where
did the co-worker came from?
Miscellaneous jobs related to just labor industry type work.
Can you confirm that he's from Colima, Mexico originally?
I cannot.
Mexico originally?
He is from Mexico.
Were the other two suspects that you have arrested, were they also here illegally?
Yes.
Any of them?
Yes.
Sheriff, the car that you were tracking, does that belong to the brother or the co-worker or someone in the family, and that's how you were able to track?
We're still working on that.
Sheriff, can you just explain a little bit more? You talk about these two other suspects and
yes.
how they tried to throw you guys off. How did that happen?
We had them in custody and asked for their cooperation, and they lied to us.
Sure. Previous DUI arrest you were talking about, can you say where that was?
Madera County, Chowchilla area.
You said
yes.
There were two DUI arrests?
Yes,
and
two.
Why the multiple names? Did you have aliases? It took a while to confirm all
people who are criminals, or typically those who operate in that element, especially gang members, use multiple aliases. He had multiple Facebook pages with different names. And again, all of that is out there. It's publicly available.
Was he alone during the shooting?
I'm sorry?
So the two other suspects, where were they arrested? And was Gustavo Arriaga alone during the shooting?
To your first question, the other two were arrested south of Stanislaus County and brought here for questioning. At this point, yes, we believe that Arriaga was alone when he committed the crime.
Have you established in your mind a motive for why this happened?
No, not yet. And it probably wouldn't be appropriate for me to speculate.
Sheriff, Arriaga, you say he was in this country for, do we believe that he was deported once before and then...
I don't have any information yet on prior deportations. I simply want to focus on the fact that this is a criminal illegal alien with prior criminal activity that should have been reported to ICE. We were prohibited, law enforcement was prohibited because of sanctuary laws, and that led to the encounter with Officer Singh. I'm suggesting that the outcome could have been different if law enforcement wasn't restricted, prohibited, or had their hands tied because of political interference.
Just to clarify, can you clarify that, though? So you're saying that he was previously released after a DUI arrest.
Twice.
And had he been deported, this wouldn't have happened?
Potentially. If he wasn't here, then he wouldn't have been driving drunk, and it wouldn't have been reported to Officer Singh, and the encounter, the enforcement stop, potentially never would have occurred. My point is, why are we providing sanctuary for criminals, gang members? It's a conversation we need to have.
Sheriff, we have a brother here who's clearly
distraught.
And yet a brother helped this alleged criminal. I mean, can we hear from him about how does this make you feel?
No, we're not going to do that. Well, anybody else?
I was going to ask him a question. Maybe you can answer it. How does this affect Trump's agenda in the national scene? Is that...
I'm not here to talk about the President of the United States, but I will repeat what I've said before. Border security goes hand in hand with national security, goes hand in hand with public safety, goes hand in hand with the safety of our community. We, law enforcement, need to be able, unrestricted, without political interference, we need to be able to protect our communities. We have a strong relationship in Stanislaus County with a variety of community stakeholders. We're not here to enforce federal immigration law. That's not our job. But law enforcement should be able to turn people over to ICE who are committing crimes, who are gang members, who victimize and exploit others.
I'm curious how the family feels about that.
We're not going to. No, the family's not going to speak.
Two more questions,
Sheriff,
please.
Was the suspect
DUI
armed?
Arrest or
correct.
And conviction?
I don't know if he was convicted.
Sheriff, was the suspect armed when he was arrested?
No.
Sheriff, real quick, you said yesterday had believed that the suspect was still in the area.
Yes.
Now we're hearing of an arrest in the Bakersfield area.
Correct.
At what time do you believe he tried to flee?
Don't know that for fact, or don't know specifically the chronology or the timeline, but I can tell you that we were never more than a step behind this guy.
Any idea how he was able to get out of your county and down south?
We know how that occurred, but I'm not going to get into that.
And when does he come back to Stanislaus County?
He's on his way back right now.
So he'll be back today?
Yes, sir, he will.
Right here?
Yes, sir.
Are these other family members on the left there?
They are. They're all family members.
How long were you surveilling that house in Bakersfield?
More than 24 hours.
Sheriff, is there a way you can give a bit more detail on the actual gun battle that you mentioned yesterday between the two?
No, wouldn't be appropriate. Remember, we have to absolutely protect the integrity and credibility of this investigation. I can't get into details. We need to be able to deliver a prosecutable case to the district attorney. And despite my position on legislation that does not protect our communities or promote trust, I still have to protect the suspect's right to a fair trial and to due process. So we're not going to violate that.
Sheriff, there are people that have said that this case is being politicized.
Of course it's being politicized. The last thing in the world I want to do is politicize the death of Officer Singh. But let's go back to Ron. An immigrant. Immigrated here lawfully and legally to pursue his American dream. He achieved that goal. And his dream was taken from him. No. We shouldn't politicize it, but we have to have a conversation about restrictive legislation that puts our communities at risk. I'm here to protect the people of Stanislaus County, regardless of who they are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what their party affiliation is, their political preference. That doesn't matter. What matters is that everyone who lives in our community can enjoy a safe, healthy, vibrant, diverse community. It's that simple. I'll take two more and then we're done.
When you see Ron's brother clearly so distraught, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking. I'm heartbroken too. Yes?
Is the department currently seeking out anyone else who may have aided or abetted the suspect?
We're looking at everybody involved, and again, as I told you yesterday, anybody who protects or who provided protection is going to go to jail. Happy birthday.
Sheriff, how did this happen? So we arrested the suspect this morning. His brother and co-worker both arrested this
yesterday.
Were arrested yesterday. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Safe to assume you want to see all three suspects prosecuted.
I want to see everybody prosecuted. I want justice for the Singh family. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here.
This guy is about to be a rock star in Trump land. That was an outstanding performance. We're going to get to the very beginning of it after this quick break.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's the holiday season, and there's no reason to get your tinsel in a tangle. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're helping you celebrate the holidays with the 2018 Big Finish event. Right now, you can save $15,000 off all new 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Bigger and lighter for streamlined performance. The Ram 1500 Bighorn is quiet, comfortable, and technology-packed. And it's a truck, easy to drive anywhere. With $15,000 off, nothing says holiday better than a new Ram truck in the driveway. The 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Jingle all the way to the savings bank with $15,000 off all new 2018 and 19 Ram 1500 Bighorns. It's your time to be a jolly, happy soul. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. The voice that you were listening to, I tell you, this guy's a great American. He's the sheriff of San Isidro County. And this guy, I tell you, he's about to be a rock star in Trump land. He put it right out there for him. The crying that you heard was the fallen officer's brother and his dad that you heard at the very end. And this guy just put it out there. We're going to start at the very beginning of this and then stop it where we picked it back up.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Office. My name is Sheriff Adam Christensen. Joined with me today, the Chief of Police from Newman, Randy Richardson, and Officer Ron Singh's family, along with others representing law enforcement. We also have Assemblymember Heath Flora, Annette Reese from the District Attorney's Office. This is a show of unity and solidarity. It speaks to the relationships and partnerships that exist in helping to protect our community. Before I introduce Officer Singh's brother, I am pleased and very proud of the fact that the suspect is in custody. He has been apprehended in Bakersfield. He was safely taken into custody earlier today by teams from the Kern County Sheriff's Office and many other law enforcement agencies who have helped us relentlessly pursue this suspect in pursuit of justice. Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant. He was found at a residence in the Bakersfield, Kern County area, and we'll get into the specifics of that. First, I want to introduce Officer Ron Singh's brother, Reggie. He'd like to share a few words with all of you.
Please bear with me. This is not easy for me. Ranil Singh was my older brother. Yes, he's not coming back, but there's a lot of people out there that misses him, and a lot of law enforcement people that I don't know that work days and nights to make this happen. I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart to make this happen. I wish I could thank all the law enforcement agencies, Homeland Security in San Francisco, everyone, Bakersfield team. I was waiting for this to happen. I'd like to thank you working day and night to make this happen. Thank you.
On behalf of the Newman Police Department and the City of Newman, we are extremely grateful for all the help and support that we've received over the past few days. Without our brothers in law enforcement and sisters in law enforcement, this would have never happened. We don't have the resources to make this happen. And without even a blink of an eye, they came to our aid and they were able to catch the suspect and bring him into custody. This is new for our department. I know it was shared yesterday. This hasn't happened in the city of Newman in the history of the police department. Many people have gone above and beyond to help us out. Overwhelming support from the community. The overwhelming emails, phone calls, text messages. We haven't returned all of them, and you just have to bear with us. We're going to try to get back to everybody. It's going to take some time. But thank you. Thank you all for everything you did. The team that took him into custody in Kern County, we greatly appreciate what you did for us. Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department, tirelessly working, keeping us updated throughout the night. We'll always be in your debt. Thank you very much.
Back to the sheriff.
So let's talk a little bit about the investigation and where it's going to go from here, and then I'll open it up to questions. Obviously, I shared with you yesterday that we were going to relentlessly pursue this criminal. I told you that we would spare no expense and that every resource available to us would be brought to bear. That doesn't happen without relationships. That doesn't happen without partnerships. And so while I will probably miss some of them, I'm going to hit the highlights. Our federal law enforcement partners, DHS, ICE, the FBI, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, all of them came to our aid. Task forces, you name it, I had it available at our disposal. Our state and local law enforcement partners, yesterday when we knew that our suspect was in Kern County, one phone call to Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, and he told me, Sheriff, whatever you need, because that's how sheriffs roll. We work together to pursue justice for crime victims. In this case, for Officer Singh. His team's rolled out. We have these locations, even though I told you that there were multiple investigative leads and locations that we've been working on. All of our teams rolled out. We had people under surveillance. We identified those locations. Search warrants were executed. And earlier today, Sheriff Youngblood's team, along with ours, his tactical team, was able to safely take Mr. Arriaga into custody. We have also arrested two of his brothers. And remember, I told you yesterday that anybody who aids and helps this criminal was going to go to jail. So we also have Eric Juarez and Adrian Vergen, who have gone to jail because they intentionally lied to us. They tried to divert us off the investigation. They misled us. They provided information that was false, all in an attempt to protect their brother, who we also know was trying to flee to Mexico. That was his goal, to get across the border. This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI. Remember, that's the reason that Officer Singh stopped him, because we had probable cause to believe that he was under the influence of alcohol. Past behavior is typically a predictor of future behavior. And an officer loses his life over a DUI stop from someone who's been previously arrested. Mr. Arriaga also has known gang affiliation. Sereno Street Gangs. He claims to be a Sereno. All you have to do is take a look at social media, which, by the way, got way ahead of us again. And there's plenty of photographic evidence on and in social media, Facebook, and other platforms. It clearly shows him self-promoting himself as a gangster. So, while we absolutely need to stay focused on Officer Singh's service and sacrifice, we can't ignore the fact that this could have been preventable. And under SB 54 in California, based on two arrests for DUI and some other active warrants that this criminal has out there, law enforcement would have been prohibited from sharing any information with ICE about this criminal gang member. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not how you protect a community. This is not how you assure the people who live in our community, regardless of their ethnicity, their culture, their race, any of that, that they live in a safe community because there are people who want to exploit and victimize others. And in this case, Officer Singh sacrificed everything. He paid the ultimate price trying to protect and serve the people of Newman. We need to have a conversation about that. Now, from this point forward, we have a lot of work left to do. There's an incredible amount.
Folks, we're going to go on a break. This is where we came into to the story. This guy is absolutely amazing. 272-9228. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. The illegal immigrant accused of killing a small-town California police officer is now in custody.
The suspect was apprehended in an area to the south of where the shooting took place in Newman, California. Law enforcement had been able to release pictures of not only the suspect, but his vehicle, taken from surveillance footage of a nearby convenience store. His truck had been found outside of a mobile home park in the same town where he shot Corporal Ronil Singh.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Electric utility Con Edison is looking into what caused a high-voltage equipment failure last night. A bright blue light could be seen over New York City.
I think that was the scariest part, the explosion and how the sky was completely illuminated.
To calm fears, the New York Police Department tweeted there was no evidence of extraterrestrial activity. Con Ed describes the cause as an arc flash at a power substation. Right now, the Dow is up, but it's down around 9% for the month. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After drenching rains in the past 24 hours, there's more rain in our future over the next several days. Today's showers will diminish this afternoon with a high in the upper 60s, then mostly cloudy tonight. We're basically between storm systems, but I can't rule out a shower or two. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow now, showers become likely afternoon, high 63, low Saturday night 54. Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm or two, mid 60s on Sunday. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms with a high temperature in the low 70s. Monday will be in the low 60s on New Year's Day as the shower threat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I don't know what's going to happen to you. 2729228. That's where we are. That sheriff was something else. And the way he's basically stood down the sanctuary concept and the ICE detainers for this entire state, and where people were not reporting, you couldn't report something to ICE. And this makes a perfect example of this liberal kind of progressive thinking, how wrong it is, and why you would not listen to your police authorities that are there. But that guy, I tell you, if Trump saw that, this guy's going to get big old kiss from Trump on this one, because he laid it out exactly what Trump is talking about. By the way, Mulvaney just said that, and Trump may shut down the Mexican border if he doesn't get his wall funding. Now, I don't know if he means the entire thing, or if he means the California section, or what here, but it's and that would do some economic damage to California, because you have so many people that come over from Mexico and work in the United States and spend money in the United States that wouldn't be doing that, whether it's Arizona, Texas, or California. But he may make it a particular border crossing. I tell you what, Trump's going to play tough ball here, play absolute tough ball. Let me do this. I think it's worth noting here, since they've captured the person, we just heard the sheriff do his thing, to go back to NBC Nightly News last night and talk about the California officer shooting.
Tonight, President Trump also making a push for border wall funding, citing an incident Wednesday when authorities say a California police officer was killed by an undocumented immigrant. Officer Ronil Singh, an immigrant himself, was gunned down during a traffic stop, and the urgent manhunt for the suspect continues. NBC's Morgan Chesky has that.
In tiny Newman, California, the overwhelming loss.
I do not want to be here today.
Is still very much sinking in.
I would give anything not to.
Today's emotional plea from Police Chief Randy Richardson helped find the man who killed 33-year-old Officer Ron Singh.
My department is hurting. We're struggling through this.
Singh had just taken this photo on Christmas with his wife and 5-month-old son. 5 hours later, he was gunned down during a traffic stop. Singh immigrated from Fiji, dreaming of becoming a police officer, driving 2.5 hours each way to the academy. Tonight, police releasing these images of a suspect, though not naming him.
This suspect, unlike Ron, who immigrated to this country lawfully and legally, this suspect is in our country illegally.
Authorities have launched a statewide search, police finding the suspect's Dodge truck at a nearby mobile home park.
Please help us find this man and bring him to justice.
Justice to save a town no longer whole. Morgan Chesky, NBC News.
That's interesting. I tell you, this is, this, as Papa B would say, maybe the game changer we've been looking for in all of this, because of the way that they're going to be reporting this. Now, mark my words, on NBC, ABC, and CBS cannot avoid not playing that press conference that you heard the entirety of. I'm sorry that we did kind of from the middle to the end, to the beginning, back to the middle. But they're going to have to play part of that. And part of what they're going to play is a very defiant sheriff talking about that the state sanctuary state rules that you cannot deal with ICE, how wrong that is. It's going to be near impossible for them to spin that or do anything but to play that. Now, they may think that they will be getting this sheriff in trouble, but this is a bad calculus on the press's part. And I think that's going to be the thing that's going to hone in. Another interesting part will be on Sunday, will the Sunday shows take this guy and do a live feed with him, an interview with him, and talking about the case and what happened and things like that. And then, of course, he's going to get into the parts that he's very passionate about. I mean, basically, he was saying this police officer would be alive right now if he had been deported the way he should have been deported. Now, we don't know how many times he's gone back and forth over the border. We don't know if he's ever been deported. Probably not, since you have sanctuary status in California. You're not letting ICE know anything unless ICE actually kind of bumped into him. So this could be a real game changer. I will be anxiously looking for the news tonight and all the Sunday shows, and then we'll be reporting this back to you on Wednesday when we come back in. Let me pick up a couple of other stories here. The top five media mishaps of 2018. This was on Fox Today, and this guy was pretty good.
2018 was a huge news year, and along with the crazy stories came some media mishaps.
And here with his top five media mishaps of 2018 is Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Let's start going down the line. Number five, you say Paul Krugman?
Well, of course, Paul Krugman, because the idea that America is part of the axis of evil. I mean, you go back in history and you look at who the original axis with, you know, Germany, Japan, and Italy, or the George [S2] Yeah. [S1] W. Bush axis of evil. It doesn't matter. To say the United States is evil is just so over the top. That's even bad for the New York Times.
Well, that's how the left really feels. I mean, that's the ultimate manifestation to blame America first, is America then is bad. So he's just exposing himself for what he is. Paula Faris, now watch this attempted, I don't know, interview of Beto O'Rourke. Watch this.
You're a rock star.
No, there's just so many great
really
people
are.
Who
you
are.
You can't go anywhere without getting...
Hey. You're a rock star.
Well, if you look at the very end of that clip, just the way she fixes her hair, it just adds a schoolgirl moment to an already embarrassing thing. We expect journalism. We expect people to cover someone who you know they're talking about to run for president of the United States, to cover him like he's a politician, not like he's, you know, somebody like Bon Jovi or somebody.
The axis of evil that Krugman talked about was Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the United States. That was the axis of evil.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that incredible?
That's par for the course for that guy, though.
Man. Okay, so here are the remaining ones, the remaining three.
Filipovich, she is a feminist, and she has this to say about Republican men. Take a
listen
look.
To this.
Divorce your Republican husbands. Explain why she wrote that tweet.
Well, the idea is that if you're a Republican or a conservative, you must be a misogynist. And, of course, the numerous Republican women who are out there campaigning and in an office, I think, would have a little bit of disagreement about that. It's just a standard liberal talking point. If you disagree with them, you're racist, sexist, bigoted in some way, form, or fashion. It's a way of disregarding everybody who opposes them. It's garbage.
Speaking of garbage, there's this guy at another network who had this to say about Trump support.
Honestly, it felt like we weren't in America anymore. I don't know how to put it any more plainly than that. Americans should not be treating their fellow Americans in this way.
We didn't know which one to pick, so we just picked that one.
We could do an entire program just on Jim Acosta clips. The idea that Jim Acosta is this neutral journalist, when he goes out and befouls journalism every time they have a press room, and then, of course, CNN complains, the White House doesn't do these pressers anymore. Is it any wonder you put Acosta and Brian Karam and April Ryan out there, and each one of them worse than the next? It's awful.
Yeah.
Dan, I got to get quickly to Don Lemon defending those protesters you've seen time and time again burning things up. Antifa, listen to this.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, no organization is perfect. There was some violence. No one condones the violence, but there were different reasons for Antifa and for these neo-Nazis to be there.
Dan, your reaction?
Rationalizing violence is because you agree with it. That's not journalism. That's just unethical.
And spot on. This guy was really good. They ran out of time with him, so they had to close that out real quickly. There was another situation, and we always talk about the inappropriate reactions and actions that people have against African Americans, and it happens elsewhere here. There was a hotel employee who called the cops on a black guest, and he was on the telephone with his mom. This is an amazing story. Listen in.
Two employees accused of racial profiling at a Hilton DoubleTree Hotel in Oregon are on leave this morning. The hotel apologized a second time to Jermaine Massey in a widely shared Instagram video and several other videos. He claimed he was targeted for, quote, calling his mother while black. DeMarco Morgan shows us how this is the latest incident of police being called on African-Americans who are doing seemingly ordinary.
Jermaine Massey was returning from a concert Saturday night when he said he went to a quiet corner of the hotel lobby to take a phone call from his mother. When a security officer, now dubbed Hotel Earl by the internet, approached him, things got heated.
You really want this PR issue, Earl? Do you?
Jermaine Massey was ordered to pack his bags and leave the DoubleTree Hotel in Portland, Oregon, hours after he checked in. The 71-year-old security guard, Earl Wesley Myers, had asked Massey for his room number. Massey said he didn't remember it and requested privacy for his phone call. Instead, Myers called for the police.
Why are they coming?
To escort you off the property.
Because what? And I'm staying here?
Not anymore.
He even went so far to say that he's there to protect the safety of the guests, as if I weren't a guest and I was causing a disturbance and I was a safety threat.
Massey says white guests in the lobby were not similarly questioned.
They're not loitering.
How am I loitering in an area that's public?
You're sitting here.
So this area is off limits after a certain time?
Only if you're a guest.
I am a guest.
You didn't tell me that.
I just checked in with my American Express.
This is amazing. I've been to Portland. It's about lily white as you can get. But this is just amazing, and it's very liberal, by the way. This is amazing that somebody would even think like this. And is it the fact that you're not coming in contact with enough African-Americans that you have this total prejudice against, that your bias is just right there in front of you? Now, I'm going to go to a break. This actually gets worse. Because they're going to boot him out of there after he was a guest, and they didn't refund his money for his room. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's continue on with this, and then we'll do our wrap-up for the new year here. This back to the hotel. This guy, black man, is basically kicked out of the hotel. But listen to this part.
And Massey produced his room key for a manager.
He wouldn't ask me to call 911 without any cost.
I didn't do anything to this man.
Okay.
I'm taking a phone call.
But responding officers warned Massey he could be arrested for trespassing if he stayed.
That I need to leave.
Control of the property, yes.
According to the police report, the 34-year-old who said he was a former FBI agent became loud and started yelling that the hotel was racist.
You know, judging someone based off of the color of their skin, you never know how it feels until you've actually been there. I could have went to jail had I responded a different way.
In the past year, police have been called on a group of black people barbecuing.
It's illegal to have a charcoal grill in the park here.
A girl selling bottled water on the sidewalk.
Illegally selling water without a permit.
And Bob Marley's granddaughter after she and her friends left their Airbnb.
Yeah, we're standing here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 police officers here. Yeah.
Massey checked into a different hotel Saturday after he was kicked out without a refund.
How about that? You could take any Southerner and put him in there, and they'd figure this one out really quick.
Good Lord, man.
There's going to be more here, but I want to remind you guys, Mr. Electric, they are locally owned, and they want your business, and they want you to have a great, great new year. They guarantee all their parts and workmanship, upfront pricing, so you never have to guess at what the final bill is going to be. You're going to know it before they start the work. They're dedicated to providing you exceptional customer service, and I can speak on a first-hand basis with that. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 5-star reviews. Mr. Electric wants to be your home electrician. Get ready to copy this number down because you need it in your phone, 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Let's play the final segment. Oh, we didn't do the drawing.
Not yet, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we need to get that done.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe I did that.
I'll just be straight up with the audience. We have 12 people in this drawing.
Okay. Let's bring Duke in real quick.
Hey, Duke, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Good.
Hey, I was going to... That reporter that asked the question to the sheriff about, do you think this is going to help Trump's agenda? That was just an unbelievable question that someone had.
Exactly. Well, see, that's the way the press thinks. Joey, let's do the drawing. Let me finish up with Duke here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One second, Duke. And the winner is
Josh. Josh, the guy that is so good they named a wine after him?
Yeah.
Josh, you need to call me because I want to get that to you today. Joey's going to re-announce that during the show he's doing for Greg. But Josh, I really want you to get this basket. My friend, okay, Duke. I'm sorry. Yeah, what the press does to you. That's the way they think, and that's why I'm going to be very interested in how they're going to play this on ABC, NBC, and CBS tonight.
Yeah, they have no that man. The brother's up there crying, and that's all they've got on their mind is doing something to.
Is this going to help Trump?
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you the best thing that happened to me in 2018. Was I met a rock star, and his name was Dan Mars.
Oh, nice.
Y'all have a happy new year, okay?
You too.
Yep.
Thanks, Duke, for the kind words. Let's finish this last part, and then I've got a couple of things, business things we have to do.
On Thursday, the DoubleTree announced it was reviewing its protocols and trainings and had launched an investigation. We have a zero-tolerance stance on discrimination of any kind, it said in a statement.
I plan to try to seek justice and make sure that doesn't happen to anybody else.
Now, Massey's attorney said in a statement his client was publicly humiliated and now wants the hotel to publicly answer to two questions. Why was he approached by security and interrogated? And why was he called a threat to the safety and security of guests? And guys, I got to point out, this actually happened to me about 2 weeks ago at an unnamed hotel. There was a security guard who came up to me and said, hey, what's your room number? And I gave him that look. And he said, oh, it's just for security reasons. And then there was a white couple on the side of me. And thankfully, she spoke up. The lady did. And she said, well, you didn't ask for my room number.
Good for
I gave her.
Her
this look like, okay.
Good for her.
What? You know, but that's what it will take. It's going to take us working together, regardless of your race, your sex, your religion, speaking out. And, of course, there are two sides to every story, so we don't know both sides. But it happens.
And let me tell you why it happens, is because you get into these little enclaves, like the situation of the guy in New York at Starbucks. You get into a community that, say, all Italian or one particular kind of group, and then somebody's different, then that's where you have problems. That's what happened in Oregon. Oregon is like Lily White. Been there several times. And actually, Portland was where I was. We did the economic club there for Reagan. And it just, they need to get outside of themselves a lot more. Guys, I want you to have a great New Year's. A couple of suggestions. Write down what your goals are for 2019, what you want to see happen, and be intentional about it. As an Ameriprise financial advisor, we know that when people have plans and have goals, they do much better than those people who just let the tide take them. So sit down and try to be intentional about what you want to accomplish for 2019. It doesn't have to be big things. It can be always the big the weight loss and things like that. But make some financial goals. Make some goals for you to shoot for, where you wake up every day and you have a purpose that's going on because you wanted to do maybe something for your kids. Maybe it's your wife, your family. Maybe it's personal financial goals. Maybe it's career goals. But get something down and just write it down and just think about it. You will be surprised at how you'll kind of naturally start doing that. Let me go to Big Kahuna. Big Kahuna, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Great to talk to you. I had a comment on the whole hotel issue and security.
Please.
I was at a local hotel where visiting my in-laws who were staying there. My wife and I were not staying there. My wife had been there earlier in the day, and she knew the room number. But when we walked into the lobby, the guy behind the desk wanted to know, you know, why we were there, or, you know, and we told him, going to visit somebody, and he wanted to know what their room number was and what their name was, and he checked it out before he let us proceed. And we're white. I mean, so as far as asking guests or people in the lobby for the hotel number, it's happened to me.
Oh, no. The thing is, did they not ask anybody but you, or are they asking everybody that is coming through there? Let me tell you something. Having been in hotels for a lot of years, being traveling for the White House, hotel security is a real problem. People come in and they'll walk around the hotel, they'll get up on the floor, and they'll see if a door is open. And if somebody left and they went to go get ice or just went somewhere, did they leave the door open? And they'll go and ransack the room. We had that happen to staff members, and we had to put out big warnings about how to handle security in your room because they were taking radios and things like that. So hotel security is a big problem. Joey, I want you to have a great New Year's.
You too, Dan.
Guys, be good, be safe, be back. We're going to be back together Wednesday at 12 o'clock. Y'all have a wonderful New Year's, and be safe, for God's sake. Joey Clark, sitting in for Greg Budell. He's next. Adios.